Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The purpose for the next item I would request to present is during all of the negotiations about who was going to do what with the utilities and who's responsible for these light on town versus the county, and you know, it's a building process. There was a lot of conversation as it related to what does the county currently do for the town of Fort White. There were also some comments made that the county doesn't do a whole lot for the town of Fort White currently. So during the discussions of who was to do what, I was asked to provide a history. As most of you guys know, one thing we do real good is records keeping. Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, we have 7 current interlocals for the town?
Yes.
Okay, we have 7 current interlocals down as we speak today. So we captured a 10-year history. So over a 10-year history, our records indicate approximately 2,938 entries of work. That is not inclusive of utilities. We'll capture what we're actually doing. You have approximately, the town has approximately 1 mile of dirt roads between Centerville, O'Wire, Jordan, and Cook that are graded and maintained on a bi-monthly basis. Fleming County is also responsible for mowing and maintaining the only large retention pond in the town of Fort White. That's the one slightly south of US 27 that was constructed to accommodate the water problems in Fort White about a decade ago. Now, before we move on, and I would take 100% responsibility for this, I've never really paid attention to the town limit to Fort White, and the records indicate that. We simply treat the town of Fort White like we do Columbia County. Mason City, Lulu, Columbia City, Mikesville, et cetera. We love Fort White. Fort White's part of Columbia County, but we do recognize they are an independent town. Okay. Greg, if I could steal your shoulder right there. Okay, so over that 10-year time frame, your landfill has performed 663 work orders. Facilities maintenance on your buildings and whatnot, 1,363 work orders. Public works, 912 work orders. So you have done roughly 2,938 work orders within the town limits of Fort White in one decade. That's not Kevin Kerr's opinion. That took me about 10 minutes to gather from my record keeping system. So for clarification, Chair, Board, you asked me to clarify what does the county do with the town of Fort White as we speak. You would ask me, you've done roughly 3,000 different types of things over the last decade.